But, you know, as I was saying, Frank Gudi had that suave, delightful manner, Parisian gentleman's manner. And he also wore a beret. That was his headgear. So he cut quite a figure. And he stood very straight, marvelous posture. He's really an impressive man. And a man of the world, as I was saying, because he had roots in Latin America as well as Europe and the United States and Mexico.
Did you ever see Bill Coleman play tenor or any of the saxophones?
You mean, are you speaking of Frank Gudi?
I'm sorry, yes. Did you ever hear Frank Gudi play tenor or any of the saxophone family instruments?
I never did, no. I'm not quite sure why. It would have been appropriate for him to use it in the Monkey Inn Quartet, for sure. Not appropriate in the Bearcats, but I don't know, you know,
cause there are a few...
even if he had the instruments anymore.
Yeah, maybe that was the case. Because a lot of the Paris recordings, sometimes he's playing tenor,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes he's playing clarinet. And mm-hmm. in fact, several times I had to catch myself short because I realized that someone else was actually taking the clarinet solo and he was actually cited as tenor on there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have to watch it.
Bob, I appreciate your taking time out from a very busy schedule and your Friday evening dinner to chat with us about Frank Big Boy Gudi. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add about reminiscence of Mr. Gudi?
Playing with Frank Gudi was a marvelous experience. Discovering how wonderful he sounded when he first came to our Bearcat rehearsal was just—we were just all ecstatic—and that he was interested in working with us. And I learned a lot playing with him, both in the Bearcats and later, especially in the quartet of Bill Erickson's at the Monkey Inn, and. He was always supportive, and he supported you personally and musically, and it was a delightful and wonderful experience.